Yes, Mr. Newton. Andrew Schmigelsdorf here of WSBC Chicago. The Super Bowl has a lot of hoopla involved with it, including the commercials. Now that the game's over, I know that it's been a little rough on you. Do you plan on going on watching any media or checking out the commercials that aired during the game?
Look, man, I just want to put on my Superman pajamas and watch the Hoolies Hoolie and get out of here.
AM WSBC. This is another week of the Hoolies Hoolie, yeah. Sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Welcome back, listeners.
What's going on, Pat?
That was nice of Cam Newton to give us a shout-out at the press conference after the Super Bowl. Had no idea he was a fan. Pretty cool.
Yeah, who was the corresponding reporter for this station? I've never met him before.
Andrew Schmigelsdorf.
Yeah, how did you get him to go down to the Super Bowl?
I didn't. He just happened that he asked Cam a question.
Wow, WSBC sent people to the Super Bowl. Unbelievable.
They did. Yep. Yeah.
Andy's always on top of things.
Yeah. Oh, he's an amazing correspondent and journalist.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did not know this.
Smigs.
Yep. Smigs.
He's also a research assistant at the WSBC.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He knows about 14 languages.
He's always making raisin toast in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy. Clay, welcome back to the show. I owe you an alpine.
Yeah.
That
we
was
both
the
do.
Bet we had.
Since there's two of you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got to get two alpine sandwiches?
We got to get them together. I guess we got to get them the big boy. We got to
get them together? Or
like
you each
the long guy.
All right, too large.
Why did you doubt me?
I don't know. I thought it would just... Jointly, we were going to give you an alpine, but now it's two alpines. So do you want one alpine and one turkey? Or
yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be real nice.
Oh, I'll split it up. For those of you who don't know, Alpine Food Shop, a little Italian deli market on North Avenue. That three of us kind of, we grew up there getting sandwiches.
Best subs in the land, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Clay, you were right about Peyton Manning winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. Bill, I listened back to the show. You said that you had Carolina winning by 21 points.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a total landslide. Little did I know. I guess I just didn't, you know, have enough. I didn't think that Denver's defense was. I thought the Carolina. Here's the funniest thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at the statistics of that game, I think that Denver put up less than 175 total purpose of, like, offensive yardage.
Yes.
That's never happened before. That's the lowest total ever in a Super Bowl where they still won. So you can't fault the Carolina defense. This game was absolutely won by the Denver defense. Under domination.
This game was your classic tortoise and hare scenario. They already thought they had the game won before they even started the game, Carolina.
You know, you're right.
And they fell asleep and they got passed up.
You know, the funny thing is about that, right before the game started, you know, obviously, I bartend, so I'm shooting, you know, I'm talking to guys, shooting the crap around, and I'm saying, hey, what's the line on it now? What's it at? So I think initially the line had started at somewhere like around 6 or 5.5. No, mm-hmm. I think it was like 6. And then it dropped down to right like 2 days before Super Bowl when Vegas came out and put their, you know, like Vegas was laying on Denver. And then all of a sudden the line went down. It went to 4.5, like
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And the stats behind it were saying that I think it's 22 out of like the last 29 Super Bowls Vegas has been victorious. They've picked it, you know, the right way.
Yeah.
And so I guess if you're a betting man, no matter what, stick with Vegas.
Isn't that interesting? Vegas has predicted a Super Bowl every
yeah.
year.
Yeah, right.
How's that working out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, it was Cam's first one. You always get the jitters.
No, I feel like they never. Although Tom Brady was like the only quarterback I can remember like going in there and just dominating like his first Super Bowl.
He's a cheater.
Part of the Super Bowl hoopla was, hey, I like Tom Brady. He's an Irishman.
Yeah.
Part of the Super Bowl hoopla is ESPN had a 30 for 30 documentary that Chicago's own Vince Vaughn produced about the 85 Bears.
I'm cable-less right now.
You're cable-less?
Yeah. No cable.
That's one word, cable-less.
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 All right, Clay, have you had a chance to take a look at this?
I caught like the last 20 minutes, so
it's
no.
pretty good. I recommend anybody to check it out. And there was a little controversy post-Super Bowls that Denver's defense was proclaiming to be the greatest defense of all time.
I don't think so.
And the 85 Bears took a little offense to that, saying no way.
Well, rightfully so.
Let them think what they want.
But for our listeners out there, big Chicago Bear fans, as we all are, I would check into that 30 for 30 documentary. It was pretty darn good. A lot of insight into that team.
I love all those 30 for 30s. They're great.
They talked a lot about Buddy Ryan and the influence that Buddy Ryan had on that team. And
how it was almost two separate teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Dicka's team and Ryan's team, but then they came
and
together.
I hand it to Dicka. He's very candid. You know, you don't usually see Dicka say that he's wrong or, you know, things of that nature. And he's like, hey, did you like Buddy Ryan? He never admits in the documentary that he liked Buddy Ryan.
Now that he's dead, I can talk about him, you know?
Yeah. He's not dead yet. Singletary's very close to Buddy Ryan, I guess. That's Samurai Mike. Singletary.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, yes, there's a lot of footage of him going down on the farm. I guess part of me wanting to see, like, I wanted to see the bad boy side of the 85 Bears. I thought it was going to be like,
they were all drunk at traffic jam.
Yeah, hanging out at, like, nightclubs on Rush Street. Like, you know, just
playing. That's just McMahon.
No, but there's a lot of folklore, legendary folklore about that team partying their heads off.
Sure.
All season long.
Yeah.
And still going in and just trouncing people. I don't think that, like, so one of the things they bring up is that could probably never go on with today's media. Instagrams and Facebooks.
Yeah,
like, there's no way they would, you know.
No, it's
no,
like,
you'd
like
never get away with it.
Like, your whole team was Johnny Manziel's.
God, did you hear about this?
Yeah. No, I've read all about him, yeah.
Okay, his girlfriend's name is Colleen Crowley. She's a hot little Irish lass, I might add.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's not treating her too well.
No.
No, he cracked her, apparently.
Supposedly. Supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
He's innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so is Steve Avery.
So is Stephen Avery, yes.
It looks like he's got a little hot-blooded problem there.
Making of Manziel.
The next 30 for 30.
They're making a Manziel.
Come on, there it is. You know they're going to do a 30-30 about him.
Yeah, they got it.
That's sad. The guy, his whole career's ahead of him. You're already talking about a 30.
His whole career's ahead of him. He stinks. He's not even a good NFL player.
He just he didn't try.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's just it. He didn't try.
Yeah. He didn't. Something's wrong with him.
Hey, Clay, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You got any plans for it?
Yeah, I'm going to the monster truck rally.
That's right. You're taking your son Brendan to the monster truck rally. He's two?
He's almost two. Yeah. My question to you: do you think we'll need do you think he'll need like earplugs?
Oh yeah, he might.
I got him, but I'm just wondering: do I take him with me?
Yeah, I would take those with you. That's smart thinking.
Yeah.
That's thinking like
that's a
dad.
A parent.
Yeah, that's a parent right there. Yep. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, me neither.
But you know what else as a parent I'm going to do? I'm going to wear a cutoff Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
There'll probably be other parents like that there.
You gotta take a picture of yourself with your son before the event with the cutoff Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
No smiles.
So he can show his friends that 30 years from now.
Awesome day.
No, yeah, no smiles at all. Real intense look. Like,
did you ever go?
We're going.
I never went to the monster truck rallies. Did you?
No. I remember.
Did you go, obviously? Or no? Is this your first time?
I may have gone. My dad took my brother back in the early 80s. I may have been too young to remember, but he definitely took my brother.
No, I remember. Did you go? Were you at WWF? I went to that.
I've never seen wrestling.
I thought you came to that with us.
I've never seen wrestling. I've been to the Globetrotters.
I saw the Harlem Globetrotters.
I didn't enjoy the Globetrotters. I was like, there's no game.
Oh, I loved it.
Well, they just killed the Washington Generals every time they played them, and I was like, okay, I get
this. See, I was more into the tricks. Like, spinning a ball on your finger, that blew me away.
I was very good at that.
I was good at that, too.
I picked that up.
I can't do it. Have you ever
Danny Madden taught me how to do that.
Have you tried to do it in the last 6 months?
Spin a basketball on my finger?
It's hard.
Every other day. Yeah. Just walking around the office, spinning the ball on the headset.
Well, that's right. You guys got Papa Shot over
greatest
there.
Greatest salesman in the world.
We have a Papa Shot in the office.
I mean, I guess you can spin the basketball on your fingers.
Exactly.
That's right.
That'd be a great picture, like you doing sales on the phone, like spinning the basketball. Like,
salesman
of the
month.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Fletch. That's got a little Fletch element into it.
Yeah.
Fletch had he had a Papa Shot in his house, didn't he?
He had like
no,
a weird
he had
thing
just
where,
like
when I say Fletch, I mean Chevy Chase in the film.
He had
Fletch.
That thing that hung over the door. It just was like a little thing. You'd remember we used to have him at the house growing up. We remember we'd be mom would be like, "Stop dunking on that thing." It'd be It would just clip onto the back of a door.
He had a mural of Magic Johnson, though, and then the ball released of his hand.
Yes. Beautiful thing. Awesome. Hey, this is the Hooli's Hooli. We're on 1240 AM. We're sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We'll be back after these quick messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story, Tom Gorman. He is a good guy. Hooli's Hooli, we're back, 1240 a.m. You know, now the Super Bowl's over with.
Uh-huh.
The Bulls' ratings are way down.
They're terrible.
They're horrible.
It's sad.
They're really catching some bad injury breaks.
The most, I think, the next sporting event I'm most excited for.
Besides the Monster Truck.
Besides the season. Besides the season starting off.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, Rafael de Anjos fight. It's going to be awesome. How fun is it that we get to watch this wild Irishman go at it?
The best.
4 times a year, I think he said he's going to be doing it. Isn't that right, Clay?
Yeah.
He's the most interesting guy in sports right now. I'm going to have to go out and say it.
Absolutely. Yeah?
Every week I'm just finding new clips of him on the internet.
To laugh like a hyena. Mouth.
He does not hold back.
One of my favorite recent clips was there's a clip of him when he was fighting Aldo. He's in the back of a limousine, and he must be like entering the airport in Rio, Rio de Janeiro, and he says to the cab driver, he goes, "Rio," you know, and he goes, "That means river, right?" And he goes, and the cab driver goes, "Yes," and he goes, "I own this river."
Yeah, because he claims that he beat Aldo, who was the greatest fighter in Brazilian history, that he now owns the country.
Wow.
And he let the new guy know about it. The press conference with the fight for March 5th is pretty it's pretty unbelievable.
It is. I'll play some of that a little bit later in the
show.
And
it's great that Dana White, the president and founder of UFC, just
lets it go down.
It's like a hockey match, kind
of. Well, that's kind of where I think the fun of that sport is right now, is that it's got a little bit of a boxing element, And then it's got, obviously, the old pro wrestling element. We were talking about the monster truck races and all that stuff. I remember going to the WWF event with Mr. Burke that one year, Bill.
Yeah, I won the, like, they were having a raffle. Like, there was, like, a carnival.
This was in its heyday when you had your Hulk Hogan,
Demolition. Bruce the Barber Beefcake, yeah. Bad Leroy Brown, Demolition, Junkyard Dog, Jim Hacksaw Duggan, or Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Snake.
Oh, you know what? We were talking about good documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the 30 for 30s, but I watched a really good documentary on the Iron Sheik. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
But it was kind of an interesting story about how this, you know, I mean, like...
How they created the character of him?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't until the W... He was a professional wrestler. I mean, like a real... I mean, he was an Olympian,
yes.
Okay, for Iran. And then he came here... To get out of Iran, he escaped.
Why are you talking about Iranians on an Irish show?
Because we got into the Iron Sheik, man.
We'll start with I.
I could buy the WWF. He's okay. Go on.
Uh huh. Thank you, Donald. But he fled Iran because they were trying to kill. Is it
he
the
was
Shah?
Putting everybody in headlocks over there.
Well, whatever it
if
was.
If I see him, I'll put him in a headlock and I'll take him right out of this country.
He was gaining such...
I'll walk him with his head to the door.
He was gaining such popularity in the country that he was fearing for his life that if he had become more powerful than the dictator of Iran, that he would be executed. So he decided to come to the United States
and wrestle.
Jump off the ropes. No,
well, hold on. But he worked for the United States Olympic team.
Yes.
And then eventually he transitioned after he got married and had his, you know, his child, first child born. But he figured, I got to make some money at this, and then transitioned into professional wrestling. And then it tells the story of how the Iron Sheik was created because he felt...
Because Vince McMahon was a blatant bigot.
No,
Vince McMahon
did not create
the
Iron
Sheik.
No, he created the Iron Sheik himself.
Yeah.
And it was a fellow wrestler that said, why don't you come out? No one does this. Why don't you come out? And, you know, it was the heyday of, obviously, the Cold War, you know, communism. And that, you know, it was like,
yes.
And if he came out, he could be the ultimate bad guy. But to think about, like, you know, you don't sometimes, when we were kids growing up, those guys were incredible athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there was a big story, steroid part of that whole professionalism, you know, professional.
That's still going on now.
Yeah.
Don't fool yourself.
Not in the UFC, though.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
No, they're pretty strict about that.
Anyway, I see what you're... Like, that's the fun thing about Conor McGregor. Clay, you said it. Guy's got to... He's got to be this... He's created this character. Got to run with it because prize fighting is short, right? And
that's right.
I think Conor McGregor has said it best. He's like, I will be humble in wins and losses, but I will be, you know, as brash and as loud as I'm going to be. Because he draws the big gate. He gets the big gate. The big
Everyone's ball, loud until...
Makes the money, and that's what's interesting about Dana White. Dana White, as the owner of UFC and sort of commissioner, whatever the heck he is called, their president, he knows that, like a lot of the other fighters are like, why is Conor McGregor allowed to, like, jump weight classes and fight other people?
Uh-huh.
Because it's a draw, and it's good for the sport. UFC has never seen somebody like this before. Yeah. You know?
Right.
They've never seen someone this brash.
I think at this point,
I'm going to jump weight classes and beat him up, and then I'm going to beat him up. And, Conor McGregor wants to fight everyone in the league.
I think at this point, Dana White would let Conor McGregor fight a polar bear if it would bring in tickets, which it would.
Yeah.
Remember Kimbo
and
Slice?
He might.
Remember Kimbo Slice? He was like the
big
thing.
Yeah, see, then he got knocked out, and he was nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone gets beat. Tyson, everybody. Mayweather, except Mayweather and Marciano.
How fun would it be to see Conor McGregor just fight Mayweather? Mayweather would get trucked by Conor McGregor.
I think Mayweather, he'd like jump all over him like a crazy, like.
Conor McGregor, I like to study animals. He says he studies a lot of animals.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get a better Conor.
He
McGregor
is nuts.
Impression. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Irish accent isn't strong, Pat.
No, it isn't.
His Irish accent's different.
It is. He's a Dubliner, that's why.
Yeah. But anywho, he says he likes to watch videos of animals.
Like mauling each other, probably.
Yeah, like cougars. And he's like,
watch
a cougar move. You know, like.
He's nuts. He's like.
No, he goes, if you approach the fight like you're an animal, like,
right.
And you move like an animal in the ring, human beings just don't know how to handle that. And he says, that's why he has the tattoo on his chest of the gorilla.
That's from his gym.
I love the gorilla.
The name of his gym is gym's logo.
Yeah, the gym's logo is a gorilla, but he also says, I love the gorilla.
See, Tyson used to say, like, when they did the stare down in the ring,
yeah,
he goes, if the guy ever looked away, he goes, I knew I won the fight already.
Oh, that was like what, McGregor said that in the Aldo fight. He goes, I saw him at the press conference. He was twitching his right hand.
Yeah. As soon as he looks
just
away.
Just as I knew he was twitching that right hand, I knew he was going to be leveraging it. You know, and he goes, and he
he's good at what he does.
Knocked him out.
Until he gets knocked, until someone takes him off the throne.
And somebody's going to, unfortunately, you know.
Well, let's see.
Well, let's see is right.
Clay, you said you were going to order the fight, right?
Yeah, so.
I'll come over. I'll be
double
there.
My Alpine bet.
All right. I'll do that.
Alpine.
We're all rooting for him, so
we're
how's
all
that
rooting for
work?
McGregor, so.
Yeah.
We'll have to find a sucker to take the other side.
One of our Italian friends will gladly bet against McGregor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, this is the Hoolies Hoolie. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be after the. We'll be back after these quick messages.
That's all, folks.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hoolie Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you got to help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book. Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor, and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders would rank it up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undress and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse...
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoolihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Yes, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
Yeah, Hooliganism, the book. Available at mikehoolihan.com.
Yeah.
12:40 a.m. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. We are back. WSBC. Those are the call numbers in the station.
That is the call number, yes.
Clay, Donnie Biggins, our friend, Dun Dun Fest. Another shout out for him.
Yep.
That's going on. That starts this week, Thursday. It'll be Thursday, February 18th through Saturday, February 20th. All right.
Get down there.
You can check out all the acts that will be performing at Dun Dun Fest at www.dunnfest.com. That'll have full lineups, tickets, and information on all the groups that'll be playing across an array of Chicago local haunts and music on the music scene.
Yeah.
You got things going on at the Elbow Room, Tonic Room, Shuba's, all over.
Yeah. The music overload.
It is. If you're a local fan of local rock music and bluegrass and Irish music, go to Dun Dun Fest.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Check it out, because the best groups around will be performing on that bill.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give a shout-out and a congratulations to Mike Dolan. He just got a big promotion with The Onion.
Yes, he did.
Huh?
Yes, he did.
Mike Dolan. Eh?
What is his title now? Is he the...
Mike is going to be, our friend Mike is going to be the Director of Production Services for The Onion. What
oh,
that entails
nice.
Yet, I'm not quite
hey,
sure.
Hey, Mike, if you're listening, you know who to call.
I got some great ideas for you.
Some stuff for you, buddy.
I used to, when I worked at The Onion, even though I sold ad space,
yeah.
everyone would be like, I have the funniest thing for you.
I know.
To put in the paper, be like, yeah, it doesn't work like
yeah,
that.
He's probably going to be inundated with all kinds of people coming up to him about that stuff. You know, like, I got an idea.
All day.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I think that this is more of... No, this is not... It's not a job about...
Yes.
It's more about building a studio. Okay, that's what the Onion is working on doing right now.
I got you.
Okay. It's not so much.
Can we first just mention the fact that you're wearing a child's, girl's, knitted white stocking hat?
Yeah. What is that all about, man?
So I can't find my Irish cap. It was right at the door when I was leaving the house tonight,
and it's cold out.
It's real cold.
Uh huh.
Grabbed it and I put it on. I have absolutely no shame about what I wear anymore. It's just absolutely. I can tell.
I can tell. Yeah, you're just all over the place always.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's everything, hard taking you seriously about anything.
Yeah.
Going into this, this thing about the Onion, and I'm staring at you like, hold on a second.
You're wearing a women's hat.
Hey, child's hat.
Yeah.
A little girl's hat.
There's a little shamrock on it for all your radio. It's a white, beautiful knitted hat with a little shamrock on
you
the
side. You would not have known that this is a woman's hat until I told you that it was my daughter's, right?
No, I would have.
You would have? I think I was kind of picking up on it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an older sister.
Yeah.
I
thought I was being hip. You know,
I still do.
I think the people down at Dun Dun Fest would dig this look.
Yeah, they would.
You know that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could wear it down there and find out.
And you know what? No one will care.
Just get some Buddy Holly glasses.
Buddy Holly glasses, jean jacket, pair of Red Wing boots, some tight jeans, and my daughter's hat. Poo.
Friday
look
night,
rock stars.
You could be signing autographs.
Yeah. Oh, that just threw me for a loop. Thanks for making fun of my hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
As a bald man, hats are extremely important when it comes to attire. Bill, you have a Blackhawks hat on tonight.
I'm at the point where I don't care anymore. It's gone.
He's an adult. That's an adult's hat, though. You're wearing a little girl's hat.
Yeah.
Bald or not.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's all right.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. That's a woman that I know that loves me, regardless if I wear clothes like this.
Yeah, oh boy.
What are you doing for your special lady? Both your ladies.
We're going to watch a J. Edgar Hoover biop. I don't know.
Charlotte, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Charlotte, you know what they won't let you do at school anymore, she told me? You can't give children in the classroom candy anymore. No more candy.
That was like the whole best thing about, you know.
Yeah.
You still do the cards, right?
Yeah, but who wants like a, hey, I got you a picture of Chewbacca that says, to Joe from Jim, friends, you know, and like you tape a pencil to it or something.
Will you be my,
exactly.
Be mine.
Yeah, I always forgot that those are all, I just like.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Lollipops.
Be mine. What are the other Valentine's Day sayings? Remember those stupid chalky hearts you used to get? You're sweet.
Be mine, you're sweet.
Cute.
Love you, I think was one.
Yeah.
Love you.
Cute.
What if you just said that you never said, hey, honey, you know what? I love you. You just go, cute. Cute.
Yeah.
You just say it 100 times over.
Cute.
I want to tell you, cute.
What they call those little hearts things? Was there a name of that? Or is it just like a generic?
Sweeties.
Sweeties? Is that what they were?
Yeah, that sounds right.
My buddy's daddy owned a Sweeties factory.
Yeah. I remember the white and pink ones were like peppermint flavored.
Yeah, right? Those are the only ones worthwhile. The green ones, too, were peppermint. No, white and green.
White and green.
Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
I understand the candy thing, though, because kids got dietary needs and stuff like that.
Sure.
Diabetes and you don't know what.
Well, we get that, yeah.
But,
That's been going on forever, though.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Do you guys remember ever getting like any significant Valentines when you were in
school?
No, it was all like a paper like thing that someone just.
Yeah,
you're
great.
Was there like, you know, I don't remember, and it never really was.
Doing Valentines was like homework.
It was. It was like, oh, I got to fill these out.
What's your dad do for a living? He's a copywriter for a Valentine's Day company for little children.
No, but...
What kind of notes does he write?
As far as the homework part about it, I remember being like...
Be mine.
That was his idea.
Be careful.
Like, I got to give this girl a Valentine because everybody in the class had to get a Valentine. You're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know what?
She's going to get mixed signals now.
She didn't like you anyway, Bill.
She didn't like Bill? You don't think so?
Whoever she was, she didn't.
Oh, he's off on that one. He can't get it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, she did not like me.
Who was it? Can we have the name?
No, you can't have the name. There were plenty of them. Are you kidding me? I think half the class didn't like
it. It does teach social skills, how to be around, you know, the opposite sex and all that.
I guess. And I think it teaches you a form of, you know, respect that everybody has to get a Valentine. Now,
Cute. Trump.
Cute. Now, Pat, are you the type of guy, are you going to go into your office and give all the ladies that work there and say, here's a rose, happy Valentine's Day? Are you going to be that gentleman?
Are you going to give
I hadn't planned on it, but I suppose if I had a lot of dough, maybe. Yeah. Hey, look what I got, everybody.
I got everybody a dozen roses.
Everybody's favorite office worker, right? Cute.
They'd all hate you.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think that Donald's going to do for Valentine's?
Donald's
campaigning.
Trump? What's his wife's name?
He's going to buy a building and knock it down.
No, what's his wife's name again?
I can't remember.
Melania?
Yeah, Melania.
Is it Melania?
Sure. Melania, I want you to get naked and just stand over there for 6 hours.
For 40 minutes.
Okay.
While I check my emails.
All right, that was very cool. That was quite adult. Boy, oh boy. We could have children listening to this show, you know.
It's too late. Go to bed.
It's 7 o'clock. What are you talking about? It's too late.
We could have children. That would be strange if, like, a 4-year-old or 5-year-old kid was like, I love your show.
Hey, guess what? The president's going to be the children's president, too.
What? Oh, the president's going to be the... That came out. I had no idea what you meant there for a minute. Hey, guess what? The president's children's going to be the president's children president.
It was just too fast for you. I was like the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah.
Have you guys been following all the...
I wish he was running for president.
Yeah. It's a great ad campaign. Someone's going to pull that guy out of retirement.
Let me tell you what's going on there.
Have you seen, there's a commercial Ted Cruz has out there. A coworker of mine showed me this today where it's a bunch of children where they have like a Ken doll. They're playing like Barbies and it's Ken doll and Trump, like the kid's holding a Trump doll. And he's like, I'm going to tear down your house or something like that. And he like smashes everything. He's like, is an interesting take for a political commercial. I haven't seen a political commercial that like, has gone that route ever.
It just seemed very juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, well, the whole I think the whole political forum of all of it, Republican or Democrat, this has all become very quite juvenile.
It's becoming American, and it's about time.
Oh, boy. The Donald, huh?
Oh,
I'm sure he was quite happy about what was it. Well, obviously, we're taping on Wednesday, but, yeah, he kicked butt in New Hampshire, and so did Bernie Sanders.
I can't wait till Trump becomes president.
I just can't wait to watch. I mean, if it gets to this point,
Putin's going to come over and just slap him around.
It's going to be like Trump versus Bernie Sanders. Those are going to be some hilarious debates. Oh, my God.
Look at you. You're so old. You look like a librarian.
It's like a complete country divided.
It's almost.
Trump's just going to attack his personal looks. And Sanders is going to be like, he's going to blow his top.
Yeah,
like,
it's just
attack him physically.
It's actually quite depressing and saddening that it's gotten to that point.
He used to beat up kids in Brooklyn in 1950.
It's become an absolute. We'll circle back. It's WWF, man. It's like right back. It's like these
WWP,
Worldwide Politics.
It really is.
I know.
It's awesome.
They got to have better entrance music then if they're going to start amping this up. Like, can we just get full Hollywood producers, everybody get involved and just make this a fun show at this point.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
It's gonna implode on itself.
So, hey, now you were talking about Valentine's Day, and what did Charlotte say about it? Like, you know, the fact that there's no candy. Was she aware that that had
She's not of the millennial generation. Well, I guess, I don't know if she would call her a millennial, but if you don't know about it, then what's there to miss, right? They've never been allowed to do candy. I think they did candy 1 year.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than what we were growing up in.
I mean, but like those days at school were like, it's a candy day. Yeah.
Hey, I got a funny question.
And now you get a pencil.
Dude, were you the guy ever?
Yeah, we were getting pizzas and.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Were you the guy ever? Would you probably. Maybe
if I'm elected president, there's going to be candy and pizza at Valentine's Day in all the schools, kids.
Just cups of, cups of sugar.
Yeah.
Lots of sugar. Anything you want.
Mountains of sugar.
I'm not worried about the obesity problem in America. I'm worried about, the financial crisis. But, hey, I want to ask, everybody knows this guy.
All right.
Because I've done it myself. Did you ever go into a box of Valentine's Day chocolates and turn it upside down, smush it, stick your finger in it, go, which one is that?
Yeah, you saw pink on the inside, you went, eh.
No.
Or like I would just Coke. Bite. I would just bite it.
You just bite it and put it back.
See, I was never. I don't think I had the guts or the bravery to, you know.
We're talking about inspecting Russell Stover chocolate boxes.
I was also the guy in college who, late when the party was winding down, I'd go into the kitchen and take the food out of the freezer and throw it outside the window and then go get it.
Yeah, I'm aware of this. I remember actually being
candy or just all food,
like Eggos, anything that was I think I remember
somebody, we were up at Marquette, and this girl was like, where all of our Easy Mac, all of our pizzas were taken, and then like a day later, somebody else had a party, and they were like there, and they were like, I'll bet that's our pizza and Easy Mac, like in that person's fridge, just like took it one night. It's like, see ya.
They were on the first floor.
How did we get onto this topic?
I don't know. Like,
Valentine's Day,
you're talking about
food.
Stealing chocolates.
Oh, man.
Not stealing chocolates. Sticking your finger.
Russell Stover chocolates.
I can't believe I just confessed to that.
Do you think anybody's ever gone into it? I thought about that the other day. I was like, well, no, they're sealed. So, no, they can't do
what
it.
What is sealed? Like Gordy's heat sealed.
Do you have candy on your mind at all
Here's
times?
The reason why I'm talking about Russell Stover's chocolates. I was trying to sell some wine in today to an account, and I had a coupon that if you purchased a bottle of wine with this Russell Stover's, whether it be a Russell Stover's size from 5 ounces.
Who was Russell Stover?
I don't know. He made some pretty good chocolate. That's all I know. But
he's the chocolate tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's like, he was Fannie Mae's husband, Russell Stover, but she never took the married name of Stover. I'm joking. I have no idea.
It's very plausible. You never know.
I'm going to start telling people that, like, if I'm on a phone call, that I got to go because I got a meeting with Russell Stover.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to start using that when I call my leads at work. Hello, Cindy. Russell Stover from Chicago. Reason for the call today is that I'm on a big sugar high. I'm real excited about this offer I'm about to tell you about.
Look, I told you.
Do you like candy?
I got to run. I got to talk. I got a meeting with Russ Stover in 15 minutes. I got to be all the way down in Sycamore.
Gotta be in Sycamore to meet Russ Stover, and then I'm heading up to Montgomery, Illinois to meet Fannie Mae, and then I'm shooting back to the Loop. I'm hanging out with my buddy who's from another
country. Jimmy Skittles.
Frango Mint.
Yeah, and then I got Will. Yeah.
Frango Mint. He's from Little Italy, right?
Frango Mint.
Frango.
From Little Italy.
I got Frango and
M-I-N-D-T.
Mint.
Frango Mint.
I got Bill Wonka coming over for dinner later on.
Billy Wonka. Yeah, there's gotta be
a guy named Bill Wonka somewhere out there, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Google LinkedIn. Just put
now
LinkedIn,
that you said
Bill
that,
Wonka.
I do have an appointment. This is no joke.
Yeah.
For work.
Yeah.
Next week, in the guy's name, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Johnny Handsome.
Johnny Handsome?
Yeah.
Great name, man.
I mean, how can you go wrong?
Can't be real, right?
It's real.
Johnny, how does he spell handsome?
The way it's supposed to be spelled.
Wow.
It's like, this guy better be gorgeous.
Yeah. He better be, right? Clay, I was talking to him the other
Fabio.
Day. Sometimes I Google, like, I talk to a lot of plastic surgeons on the phone, you know, and I always Google what the doctor looks like. I'm like, let's see what the doctor looks like, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this before the show, is that, like, somehow you ever see, like, human beings that look like pigs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, full on looks like a pig.
Yeah. That would be a bad Valentine, man.
And I was saying earlier,
but I had a guy who I looked up the other day who was like a plastic surgeon who looked like a pig, and I was like,
which is ironic.
It's weird, man. Like,
maybe he made himself to look like a pig.
But can you imagine, like, if you just had like a pig nose and you're being consulted by the doctor?
He's giving me
snout nose. Now, do you want big fun bags or do you want teardrops?
Oh,
maybe
boy.
He looked normal.
That was a pretty good snort.
That was a great snort.
They made a movie about this. A person who looked like a pig. It was called Penelope. My daughter loved it, by the way.
Really? I've never seen it.
I thought that was Babe.
No, it was called Penelope. It's with Christina Ricci.
Well, she's good.
And she plays
good.
The pig girl?
She plays a girl who has a pig nose until she falls in love with Frango Mint. And it really changes.
I'll tell you what. You were saying that people looking like pigs.
It's a great movie.
Say again?
You were talking about people looking like pigs. I mean, you just reminded me. We had a kid at St. Luke's that we called Pig Snout.
Correct. But listen.
Some of the meanest stuff, I mean, obviously never said it to his face, but to this day, I'm still like, oh, that was pig snout. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see.
Unbelievable.
It.
Sure.
It's a compliment.
I don't know. Hey, pig snout, how you been?
But I was saying earlier, the people I see that look like pigs are usually wearing pink.
Yeah.
Which
it's weird,
which,
right?
It caters to it.
But there's people who look like birds and lizards and things like that, too.
Yeah. We all look like animals.
You never see
a bird looking.
You ever see a guy who looks like Tilda Swinton looks like a bird?
There's a teacher at Fenwick who looked like Big Bird, like exactly like Big Bird.
Really?
Speaking of that, let me throw a shout out real quick. I'd just like to say, give my respects to the passing of a legendary football coach at
Fenwick. Oh, yeah, I read about this.
Don Helbman was his name.
He was there
for many, many years. Yeah, he died at the age of 79, I believe he was. And he's just a legend. He's been there for probably 30, 40 years, something like that.
They're going to take his black sweatpants and bronze them.
That's right.
I do remember him.
Well, he's great. Did he coach you guys in freshman football over there?
He was a varsity coach, but he was... he was responsible for a lot of success over there with the football program, and he will be missed. He won't be replaced. There's only one of those guys.
Right, yeah.
See, we went from pigs to a coach who coached offensive linemen, also referred to as Hawks.
Correct. He was a defensive coach.
Oh, he was a defensive coach?
Yeah, but no, you almost hit it.
I almost hit it.
It's all right.
Well,
the hat looks good.
Thanks again.
Hey, I know I'm
gonna wear it every
show.
I'm still
rambling about like the Valentine's Day thing.
Do wear a dress next show.
Do your wives?
It's a great bit. You know,
wear a child's dress
for Valentine's Day. Every Valentine's Day, Patty just goes in drag.
I'm open to it.
You got the stems for it.
Yeah.
sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, my question was: do you guys know? I mean, are you guys? As far as the wives go, I mean, you guys both have pretty cool wives. Very, you know, they don't like, you know, they're not very needy.
They don't bother too many people.
No. Yeah.
What do you want for Valentine's Day? For you to stay upstairs.
Yeah.
You
know? Sleep.
All right. Great. Okay.
Mine wants sleep.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
Simple stuff.
Quiet sleep.
It's nice.
A dark room. No children.
Sleep.
Little white noise, maybe.
Speaking of that, hey, I think the stomach flu, I don't know if you guys know anybody, I'm just kind of warning everybody out there. I think it's going around right now.
It's funny you say that, because my wife tonight said she didn't feel right, and she ate something, she felt a little better, but I don't know.
Yeah, my roommate was, you know, doing the throwing up and the other thing all day long.
I
said it was terrible. But I know that, for a fact, he's not the only person that's actually, it's been all over the city, so... Wash your hands this Valentine's Day.
Right.
And don't be kissing that wrong girl.
Don't be Frenching any
strangers.
Don't
be kissing nobody who looks like a pig either.
No. I say to her, hey, have you had the stomach flu lately? Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Have I told you lately that I love you? That's a little Van Morrison. I'm going to go into that right now.
and it shines like the sun.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
They don't serve weenies at Big Guy Sausage. Go to Big Guy's on Roosevelt Road. Get yourself, they had homemade pastrami this week. They were doling out.
I think they were doing some gumbo, too, for Mardi Gras, man.
Good
that
stuff.
Tuesday.
I've been craving that.
And shrimp pool boy.
Big Guy's, you do get the crave. That's our buddy Brendan O'Connor. Go in, say hello to Brendan. That was, we played a little Van Morrison before the break there. Do love myself some Van.
I know you do.
Haley, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Brings me back. Valentine's Day brings back a memory. I broke my arm on Valentine's Day.
Was it Valentine's Day in eighth grade when you did that?
It was in
seventh grade.
Hey, that was your own fault.
Clay, do you remember that? Were you in the gymnasium when that happened?
I was late that day.
My arm broke in half. The bone punctured the skin.
But you were skinny as a rail,
and
man.
What were you doing?
It was disgusting. It was frightening. I remember.
What did you do?
I was trying to dunk.
No.
And
you were pulling on the
net. You pulled yourself up on the net and had a net issue.
I had a net issue.
Because your long fingers got caught.
Got my big long hand stuck in the net while trying to do a chin up. And because what you do is you grab the net and then do like a pull up and grab the rim and someone throw you the ball, you knock the ball in. Yeah. And I did that, and my hand got tangled in the net, and I just free fell because I couldn't hold my weight any longer. And then when I put my arm out, it snapped in half, broke in half. And the bone went through the skin, and it was frightening. And that was my Valentine's Day 1 year.
Oh, wow.
That was legendary.
I think that Conor McGregor is going to snap this next challenger in half, to tell you the truth. And I said that I was going to play
When is this fight, by the way?
It's March 5th.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, before we get into that, I also want to let the audience know that the Southside Irish Parade fundraiser is February 27th at Bourbon Street.
Yep.
So get on there, down there, and go see the Larkin and Moran brothers. That goes from 6 to 11. I know we talked about it last week, but Bourbon Street's at 3559 West 115th Street in Marionette Park.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a big
time. It's a St. Patrick's Day holiday
season. And for all you guys that don't have any Valentines out there, maybe you'll meet one for next year at an event like
this. At the St. Patrick's Day giving party?
Yep.
Yeah, there's all kinds of young Irish lasses there.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Go there and support the parade.
Always.
Yeah. I want to play a little. Here's Conor McGregor's last press conference. This is the UFC. This is for. This is when he's going to fight
Dos Anjos.
Let's cut to it.
There was nothing about tardiness. I apologize for my timekeeping. I do not wear watches to tell the time, so I operate on my own time. This man across from me has a title. He has nothing else but that. He is a free TV fighter. He has nothing else to offer me except that gold belt. I like the sound of that 170-pound title as well. I've got to be honest with myself.
Uh-oh.
I feel I can take down M3 gold belts.
I'm 155.
I made this champion, fight.
And
I made everything that
he talks over the guy.
I put him in that seat. I tell him what to do.
Just think about, you know, people.
I see a gazelle up here.
If he lose, he don't have anything.
I see a gazelle,
you know,
up here, limp.
Yeah, so smart.
Thank God, UFC 189. I fought Jose Aldo. I KO'd the country of Brazil's true champion. And seeing how he handles himself, how his team handles himself, they never learned the language of the oppressor. He never came to America. He trusted in his people. Unlike this guy standing across from me. We're sending Rafael on a four-day media run throughout Brazil in a couple of weeks, and we've got to book him a hotel. I've got to book him a hotel in his own home country. So that should tell you all you need to know. This guy in Brazilian lingo is a gringo, and that is cute. Cut out all this other stuff, and I'd go through the whole roster in 4 months. And I tell you that right now, I'll whoop every single one of them inside 4 months if you cut out all this good shit. Bring me in.
See?
Weigh me in.
I told you.
I'll fight the next night and wipe out the entire game inside 4 months.
The entire game.
I set it all
up
and I knock it all out of the park. That's what I do. That's why you're sitting there. That's why you're flying to Brazil to do that media run. I want to send you back to our Brazilian TV partners, Globo and Combate Sport, and have you answer to the Brazilian people why we have to book you a hotel in your own home country. Why? Your kids' names are Bob and Donald. Why are you raising American children? Why don't you trust in your own people? Steaks every day for me. Steaks for breakfast. Steaks for lunch. Steaks for brunch. Grass-fed, massaged, beef, all day long. I will be the same animal. I will be even more of an animal. You know, like my coach said, you've seen him on the salads. Now see him on the steaks.
Lightweight.
He's 5'8" with a 70-inch reach.
It's not a show in Ireland.
I'm the bigger man here.
Have two belts.
I'm the bigger man. You know? I'm gonna bully this man in his own division.
Okay.
Let him while I speak. I'm the king.
Yeah, go speak.
You're the bum. I'm gonna go in and bully him in his own division. Toy with him in there.
Wow.
Me and Jesus are cool. I'm cool with all the gods. Gods recognize gods.
Yeah.
I train with my own people.
Well,
I have since
more.
Day one. That man needs to get his facts straight before I roll in there and buy that gym and turn it into a.
All right, we'll
cut it off there. Yeah, sorry.
Connor likes to drop those F bombs pretty freely.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
That Fox, that was courtesy of Fox UFC, by the way. I don't want to get sued for that. It's always fun to have listen to him, his quips. Says he's going to take the fight game down, the entire UFC game down in 4 months. He's going to beat every single champion.
Let's see if he can do it.
I want him to do it so badly.
That would be remarkable.
Yeah. I really want him to do it. I really was never a big UFC guy until the emergence of this
guy. Wait, the fight is March 5th?
Yeah.
So then after the fight, he could potentially be celebrating in some St. Patrick's Day parade somewhere with like a
Absolutely.
Couple belts?
Most definitely.
Every day of the guy's
in
life
fact,
is a St.
that's
Patrick's
a great
day.
Idea. I think Chicago should invite Conor McGregor to sit on the float with his two
there you go.
Belts.
Yeah, perfect.
Lead
I'd love to see
up.
That. You want to get some people with some big crowds?
Yeah.
Have McGregor here.
Yeah.
You know, pour him some pints of Guinness. And just...
I'm calling the plumbers. Plumbers, if you hear this, put an offer out to Conor McGregor. Tell him that he can come and lead the parade out.
You know what? They've
who
never
is the
actually...
Grand Marshal this year? Do we know yet? It's probably they've released.
Yes,
it,
is it?
Rahm Emanuel.
Is it Ann Burke? I think it is. I think it's Ann Burke.
Okay,
I think. Not positive, but I think it's Ann Burke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be Rahm Emanuel.
No, it will not be Rahm this year. No. Oh no, it's Mary Dempsey. She's the Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade guest of honor. So
cool.
I think that. So yeah, she's the longtime. I think she was what the commissioner, the library commissioner.
No, I don't know.
Sounds thrilling.
She's the president of DePaul College Prep now. So
oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I remember, I wonder if Johnny Lattner will be out there this year in the kilt doing it all over again.
Throwing footballs.
He's getting up there in his years.
Now that's what I would love. I'd love to have a picture of myself, like Johnny Lattner on one side and Conor McGregor on the other.
Oh, my God.
There's a St. Patrick's Day picture.
That's a poster right there.
Yeah. I want to see McGregor fight Lattner.
I want to see Lattner on McGregor's shoulders. With a baton.
McGregor's only like, he's like my size.
I know.
I mean, like the way he talks and acts, you think he was like 6'7".
With the James Whitey Bulger tumblers.
Oh, boy. Forgot about those guys.
Yeah, I think we talked on the show before about the Whitey and Dana White connection.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a connection there.
When Dana White is the president of UFC, when he wanted to start it up, that...
He had a gym in Boston.
Right.
He's from the East Coast. He had a gym in Boston, and Whitey's guys tried to muscle in on
That's
him.
That's right, to put the shakedown on him, yeah.
Right. So he initially wanted to start the UFC thing in Boston, but had to leave Boston and went to Las Vegas and started it there because he was basically forced out because he wouldn't pay these guys.
Then he had to pay people in Vegas. He's got the same treatment.
And now he has $1 billion.
By the way, I know we're broadcasting, and tomorrow is Valentine's Day, but next week we're back to baseball.
You're excited about that. The Sox acquired a new right-handed pitcher this week.
Yeah, Matt Latos.
I'll tell you a pet peeve of mine.
1 year, $3 million. Yeah.
When people get excited about the pitchers and catchers reporting,
this guy does.
I kind of into it. Yeah. Sorry.
Come on.
He absolutely loves it.
I'm getting bored. I mean, look, I this is terrible of me to say. God, you know, the Hawks are awesome.
Opening day, fine, but like, come on, these guys are like. It's like getting excited for someone putting their shoes on 6 months before the season.
I'll tell you what. You know what I want to see the Sox do? I thought that they were going to extend some sort of a signing offer, and they haven't done it yet, give him an invitation. Nobody has signed Mark Burley. You got to give him a chance to come back and retire as a White Sox.
I would agree
with
that.
Because I still think he could start 12, 15 games for this year. And
10 games, and he'll win six of them.
You know, it's like a spot start guy.
Absolutely.
I love that.
That would be an excellent weapon. I don't think anybody uses a spot starter in baseball anymore like that.
Sox could use him. I mean,
they got to do something.
Yeah.
They got to have a good year this year.
Yeah, they're due for a good year.
I can't handle any more Cubs.
Well, the Cubs are going to be awesome, so they got
to. No, I don't want.
Yeah.
You can't make predictions. You said the Cubs are going to be awesome.
They are going to be good.
That
I'm sorry.
Very
I'm
going to
make a
statement.
Prediction.
But hold on a second. I am the same person that said Carolina will win the Super Bowl by 21 points.
Points.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah.
The Cubs will not win the World
Series. I've heard of the guy. Yeah. Okay.
And God bless the McGregor family this season.
God bless the McGregor family this holiday season.
Hey, I want to thank everyone for listening to this show and to tune in to The Crack with Cooney and Keene following this show.
That's right.
Also sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia, produced by Hibernian Transmedia, and... Sponsored by
McCann's
Irish Oatmeal. And I also want to give a shout out to Brian Galvin. I saw him the other day. He's got some cool stuff that they're going to give away over at the Heritage Center. So if you get down there for the sessions, which are Thursday nights, get over there and get your hands on some free goodies from McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Free goodies from McCann's Irish Oatmeal?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah. Again, we couldn't have a show without a Southern guy. Yeah.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal, man. I don't know. That guy's not Southern.
I'll take this McGregor boy and I'll whip him up some.
There's a cowboy in the UFC who McGregor always says. He goes, "Now listen here, cowboy.
Look at this cowboy. I'll take that hat of yours and I'll pull it right over your
head.
Well,
I'll tell you what. McCann's Irish Oatmeal, if you eat enough of it, that'll make you a cowboy. Nice and strong, right?
What?
That'll make you a cowboy, nice and strong.
Yeah. Maybe you should put the hat on.
We'll trade hats here.
No, I'd never wear that hat, sir.
All right, that's been a good episode. This has been the Hoolies Hoolie.
Happy Valentine's Day
to all you sweethearts out there. You can listen to past episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at www.freecrack.com. That's CRAIC. Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture. Go to the full version of the site to download our latest podcast.
Yeah.
Until next week, have a great one.